You know, we can't talk about your time there without talking about Judge Stephanie Seymour from Tulsa. The two of you served together.
Right. Judge Seymour is one of the great women jurists in certainly in Oklahoma history, probably the greatest in Oklahoma history. She and Ruth Bader Ginsburg were good friends and worked on similar cases and issues. Stephanie Seymour is about as good as it gets. She has been a wonderful, wonderful example for Laura of why women can be good judges and make good judges. I mean, when she first came in, Jimmy Carter hadn't broken open the selection process, she never would have had a chance because they were always doing the good old boy syndrome. And I believe she was the first woman to chair the Judicial Conference of the United States, which is the meeting of the Chief Justice and all the chief judges of the circuit courts and representatives of the district courts. The Chief Justice always chairs it, but occasionally the Chief Justice will have someone chair while he or she would go to another meeting or something. I believe it was Chief Justice Rehnquist asked Stephanie Seymour to chair one time, and she was the first woman to chair that Judicial Conference of the United States. So, and I think you have interviewed her too, have you not?
I have, and she talks about many firsts, and I'm recalling right now how she could show women that you can both be a mother and be taking care of children and be a judge both, and there was some concern about that. And there was even men say, well, how can you do this because you're a female and you're a mother? And so then the retort was, how can you, as a man, you've got children at home, how can you take care of both households, both jobs?
Yeah.
And it was, and so she was feisty, and yes, we have her interview, and she's a great example for all, but maybe particularly for females in law.
Like when Sandra Day O'Connor, President Reagan had decided that he wanted to name a woman to the Supreme Court when he was running for office, and when he decided to name Sandra Day O'Connor, whom I also became good friends with, it's amazing how controversial that was. People thought, Justice O'Connor showed me copies of some of the letters that the Supreme Court had received. They just thought it was awful, yeah, to name a woman, that a woman couldn't handle the job, couldn't handle the stress, couldn't handle the work, couldn't have a family. Right. And obviously it's the woman's job to take care of the family, and, you know, she should do that and not do other things. And, you know, her husband has to make the living, and, you know, just things that I hope we no longer believe those. I don't think we do, or at least a great overwhelming majority of people have kind of figured out that women can handle this just fine, thank you.
Right.
Stephanie Seymour is certainly an example of that.
You mentioned Sandra Day O'Connor. You became friends with her. A little bit about her and your interaction with her.
I met her at we were both speakers at a lawyer's meeting, and I told a kind of, too long to tell, but I told a long, complicated shaggy dog joke, and she really liked it. And she came over to me afterwards and said, I want you to go over that joke with me again. And so now let's write it down. Let's get it down. Later, she wrote Stephanie Seymour and said, I need a representative from each circuit to serve on an international law committee. And Stephanie Seymour called me and she said, you're always interested in international law. Why don't you do this? And so she got me hooked up with Justice O'Connor, and we became friends. And the next thing you knew, we were in Bahrain at the First Arab Judicial Forum. We were working on international meetings of judges, and then we went to China. We went to Czechoslovakia. We went to have a joint meeting with Canada. We did a number of international things. And later, when I was inducted into the Oklahoma Hall of Fame, I asked her to be my introducer, and she came and gave us 3 days of time to come and present me for the Oklahoma Hall of Fame, which I greatly appreciated. But, you know, I remember one time when we were in China with a group of judges, our Chinese host came and said, you'll need to keep Thursday morning open for a possible high-level meeting. And one of my colleagues said to me, what does that mean? And I said, that means that Jiang Zemin, the president of China, wants to meet Sandra Day O'Connor, which is exactly what it meant.
Wow.
They said, I asked them later, why did this come about? And they said, well, because Sandra Day O'Connor is the most powerful woman in America. The president, Jiang Zemin, wants to meet her, and he ought to be able to do that. Well, Justice Scalia and Justice Kennedy had been there a couple of weeks earlier. He didn't want to meet them. He wanted to meet this remarkable woman, you know. And we went and had a private meeting with them that was fabulous. And they sort of fenced with each other a little bit about some issues that we had different opinions on. It was obvious that both of those great leaders admired each other greatly.
And you were a witness to it.
I was witness to it. I have a picture proving it.
that is great. Then another one that you became good friends with was Ruth Bader Ginsburg, who passed away recently, and we're still dealing with that today. We can talk about that, but talk about Justice Ginsburg, your relationship with her.
Well, as you pointed out, you know, she just passed away, and of course, it's right now her seat is being filled in Congress, and so it's on everybody's mind. It's kind of interesting. People always talk about that they call her a liberal justice, and I guess she was in many ways, but the great body of her work for women is stuff that is not controversial now. But I remember, and John, I'm sure you do too, you remember the controversy about women in combat?
Oh, yes. Yeah.
And of course, women were in combat long before people knew they were in combat. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, once women are at a military base, if that base is attacked, you think they're going to just sit there?
Right.
You know, they're going to defend hearth and home. Justice Ginsburg really, really made all sorts of things happen for women that are no longer controversial. Although, you know, her good friend Justice Scalia and she had a number of disagreements about things,